ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Ches.
In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following braisa: Kedetanya Ruya Parashas Nachwa Shetikasev Alidei Meish Rabbeinu Ela Shezachu B'Neisav Chad V'Necht V'Yadan. And so to our Gemara goes on to say, Ruya Haisa Parashas Mekoshesh Shetikasev Alidei Meish Rabbeinu Ela Sheneschai Mekoshesh V'Necht V'Yadai V'Almed Chash Megalguin Chayva Alidei Chayev V'Zchos Alidei Zakai.
Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find two Mahalchim in the Chazanish in Chaim Simon Kof Chaf Hei. The first Mahalch of the Chazanish is this, that even though it was Nemer to Moshe Rabbeinu, all Tariag Mitzvahs Bar Sinai, but it was not Nemer to Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Sinai, the Din of the Mekoshesh and the Alocha of Nachalais. And as the Chazanish explains, Mikol Makom in Yechasim Tariag Mitzvahs Bar Sinai Bishvil Zeh, She'enai Ela Prati Dinim. That is the first mahalach of the Chazon Ish. The second mahalach of the Chazon Ish is this, that even though it was ne'amar le'o Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Sinai, even the parish of the Mekoshesh and the parish of Nachalos, but still, lo'hayo Moshe Rashai Wadin al Pima Shekiba B'Sinai Elam Kenin Stavek V'Limsar Esadin al Huli Yisrael, in order to Moshe to be done al Pi what he was Mekabel on Har Sinai, one needs, there was ne'amar to Moshe Rabbeinu was in Stavek, to give it over to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, as far as the parasha of the Mekoshesh and the halacha of Nachalos, even though Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halachas, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be done up with the halachas unless he was told to say over the halachas to Klal Yisrael. And he was only told to say over the halachas to Klal Yisrael by the Maisa of the Mekoshesh and by the Maisa of Bnei Slavchad, as our Gemara explains in Megalguin's Chos Alidei Zakeh and Chayv Alidei Chayev. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be done al pi those halachas that he knew. In Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands like the first mahalach of the Chazon Ish. As Rashi explains, this our Gemara says, V'adavar sheyik shemikam omer Reb Chanina v'item Reb Yishai al davar zanen nash Moshe, shenemer v'yakriv Moshe es mishpatan ufnei Hashem. Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was nenash shoy zocha, in other words, Rashi explains that the Einish of Moshe for saying Vadavar Shikshu Mikem is this, it was not Nemar to Moshe Rabbeinu the Halacha of Nachalos till the Maisa of Bnei Slavchad. And only by the Maisa of the Bnei Slavchad was it Nemar to Moshe Rabbeinu the Parsha of Nachalos, which is like the first Pshat of the Chazon Ish we mentioned before, that till the Maisa of the Bnei Slavchad, Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet know the Parasha of Nachalos. But from this, the Rambam and other Meini HaMitzvahs are Meini of the Parasha of Nachalos in the Minyan of Tariag Mitzvahs. From these Rishonim, one clearly sees that these Rishonim argue on Rashi, and these Rishonim understand that the Parasha of Nachalos was Ne'amar L'Moshe B'Sinai. And for that reason, it can be Nimne in the Minyan of Tariag Mitzvahs that were Ne'amar L'Moshe B'Sinai. This how we find in our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ruya Parshas Nachlay Shetikasa Adi Moshe Rabbeinu El Shezachu Bnei Slavchad V'Nechta V'Yadan." Our Gemara just means to say, like the second Mahalach of the Chazon Ish, that while Moshe Rashoi Wadon Al Pima Shekiba B'Sinai Elam Kein Nitzavek V'Limser Sadin Ahu Yisrael, and he was not Nitzavek Limser Sadin We Yisrael till the Maisa of Bnei Slavchad. So again, here we have a machlokes harishonim as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. From Rashi, one sees Rashi understands that till the Maisa of Bnei Slavchad, Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet know the halacha of Nachalos. On the other hand, the other Rishonim argue, and the other Rishonim understand that even before the Maisa of Bnei Slavchad, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the parasha of Nachalos. Now, here one has to understand, according to the other Rishonim, how we to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, if Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew the parasha of Nachalos, just he was not nitzav limser sadin ahu Yisrael, why was that considered an einish for Moshe Rabbeinu? If anything, it should be considered an einish for Klal Yisrael and not an einish for Moshe Rabbeinu. So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to these Rishonim, one has to say as follows, that really Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzav the halacha of parashas Nachalos b'Sinai. And he was Nitzdav Elim Saras Adin Al Hu Yisrael B'Sinai. Just Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the parish of Nachalos, either as an Einish, because he said, Kol Davar HaKosha Yovino Eli, or as our Gemara says, that B'nai Svavchad was Zecha Shatikosev HaParish Al Yodon, based on this Magalgo and Zuchos Al Yedei Zakai. So again, we'll hear if our Gemara one sees that even though it was Nehemar the parish of Nachalos to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Moshe was Shochach the parish of Nachalos. And for that reason, the parish of Nachalos was Nechtav Al Yedei B'nai Svavchad. That is a chiyo, what comes out from our Gemara according to Rishonim who argue on Rashi. And so too we find in the Goyin in Aderes Eliyahu Mishpatim Chafalavav, and in the Goyin in other places as well. So again, according to this Mahalach, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shachach the Parish of Nachalos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was either Shachach the Parish of Nachalos, according to the Tzad of our Gemara, as an Einish for this that Moshe Rabbeinu said, called Dabra Akashi Aviyunai Lai, or because of this, Magalguin Zuchos Al Yedei Zakai. We'll hear this, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shachach the Parish of Nachalos, because he said, called Dabra Akashi Aviyunai Lai. It's similar to this, so we find in the Gemara in Pesachim, on the Samach Vav and Rebbeis, the Gemara says, Kol Mesyoher, Im Chacham Hu Chachmasi Mestalakes Heimenu. And for that reason, the parish of Nachalos was Nishtakach from Moshe Rabbeinu. This that we find, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shachach the parish of Nachalos, Kadeshi Kosev HaParisha Al Yidei B'nei Sofchad, is as we find in the Medrash and Parishas Balak. The Chazal say that the reason why it was Nelma from Moshe, the Halacha of Kol Beil Arames Kanam Pagan Bay, is Kadeshi Yavei Pinchas V'yito Eschareh. So to in our sugya, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was shachach the halachos of parashas Nachalos is because ru'uya ha-parashas shetikosev al yidei b'nei sofchad, since megalgul and zechus al yidei zakai. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following drasha. The pasuk says, ki ata tovi, uksiv ki ata tovi, om Rabbi Yichanan, om Moshe Yeshua, ata v'azikinim shebadori moyim, om Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu tomakal v'hach al kad kodam, Dabar echad udar ve'ein shnei dabarim udar. In the Biskirav and Parshas Vayelech, we find that the Biskirav explains Pshat and our Gemara as follows. The Biskirav explains the Yeshua hayu bay shnei minuim, yoya melech v'gam nasi es Sanhedrin. This Moshe Rabbeinu said ki ata tavay is referring to the nasius of Yeshua. The Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzaveh to Yomani Yeshua as the nasi of the Sanhedrin. And for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua ki ata tavay, because the nasi of the Sanhedrin has the Sanhedrin together with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the other hand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said ki ata tavay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said dabar echad udar v'ein shnei dabarim udar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referring to the Malchus of Yeshua. As far as Malchus is concerned, no one else is included in the Malchus of Yeshua. Adar can only have one Melech, and no more than one Melech, and no one is included in that Malchus. That is how the Biskrav explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Gemara before in the Feminal, we find that our Gemara says, O Yasser Shevet mi Yehuda Elu Rashi Goya Shebebavo Sheroidim Es Yisrael Beshevet Umechoykek mi Bein Raglav Elu Bnei Bonav Shalhulo Shemalamdin Tehra Berabim. In the Rambam, in Perek Dal Mihocha Sanhedrin Wachigim, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Rashi Goya Shebebavo Bemokim Melech Einemdim V'yeshom Radeis Es Yisrael. From the Rambam one sees that the difference between Rosh HaGoliah Shebabel and the Nasi Sheberetz Yisrael is this, that Rosh HaGoliah Shebabel were considered like a Melech. On the other hand, the Nasi Sheberetz Yisrael was a Nasi Shal Sanhedrin. In other words, even though generally speaking, a Melech includes both this that he is a Melech and this that he is a Nasi Shal Sanhedrin, but the Pasuk V'yaser Shevet Mi'hudim Achikek Mi'bein Raglav, which is referring to Rosh HaGoliah Shebabel, we separate between Malchus and Nesios, and the Malchus applies to Rosh HaGoliah Shebavel. On the other hand, the Nesios applies to Bnei Bonav Shalhil Shemalamdin Tehra B'Rabim. And for that reason, the Koyach of the Nasi Shevaretz Yisrael was dependent upon this, that there is a Koyach of Beis Din. And for that reason, the Rambam explains that just like a Nasi Shevaretz Yisrael has a right to be nice in Rishos, so too Beis Din have a right to be nice in Rishos. Since this that a Nasi has a right to be nice in Rishos is only based on this, that he is a Nasi Shev Sanhedrin, and therefore he has the Kayach of Sanhedrin. And for that reason, The Sanhedrin themselves for sure have the ability to be nice and rishos. This that we find, that the Nasi Sheber Tzal was a Nasi Sheba Sanhedrin. For that reason there is halacha, that an Abbeis Din Mifnei Nasi cannot be Meira halacha as we find in the Gemara in Chagiga and after Zayin Am Abbeis. Since a Nasi is a Nasi Sheba Sanhedrin, for that reason the Abbeis Din cannot be Machriya B'makam the Nasi Sheba Sanhedrin. And for that reason we find in the Gemara in Chagiga, that there were certain machleiksim that could not be hukra, since those machleiksim were machleiksim between the Abbeis Din and the Nasi, as Margolius Hayam explains before in the Gemara in the Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find the following shaila shaloch, we have Nachem bar Chisor, of Nachem bar Yaakov, Yom Deinu Abbeinu Dinei Knosses Bekama. Mai Kami Boilei, Ha Nan Tanan Beshoisha, Ela Yachid Mumche Kami Boilei, Doin Dinei Knosses Eloi. So from there, Agmar proves that a dayan yachim mumche cannot be dan dine knosses. Now, here one has to understand pshat and the shy of Agmar for yachim mumche has the ability to be dan dine knosses. What was the tzad of our Gemara that Yachim Mumche can be dan dine knosses? Well, Chayyab Pashup Shat in our Gemara is this, that the Shail of our Gemara is based on this that we learned before, that Yachim Mumche has the ability to be dan dine mominis, which, as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Hei, is a machlekes harishenim if this, that Yachim Mumche can be dan dine mominis. Is that halacha halacham and atayah based on the pasuk of the tzedek tishpada misacha, which is how Rashi explains Pshat in the Gemara, or is it based on a Takana Medrabanan, as Tosis and the Aramah explain Pshat in the Gemara? And therefore, the Shail of our Gemara is, if either based on the Joshua B'Tzedek Tishpul Misecha, or based on the Takana Medrabanan, do we say that Sotu Yachim Mumche can be done Dine Knosses? But Ulchir, as far as the Takana Medrabanan is concerned, if we are to understand Pshat in the Gemara before in the Athayim and Aleph, that this Yachim Mumche can be done Dine Mominis, is based in a Takana Medrabana, then Ulchir it is Pashat that this halacha that Yachim Mumche can be done is only referring to Dine Mominis and not to Dine Knosses. As we find that Tosis and the Arama explain this, that we say that there was a Takana Medrabana that Yachim Mumche can be done is based on this, that if Shoisha Dietes can be done, then so too Yachim Mumche is able to be done. Yachim Mumche is not worse than Shoisha Dietes. Bukhari Pshat and Tesis is this, that Tesis understand that by Shoisha Dietes, this that Shoisha Dietes have the ability to be done is not because we say that Madrabanan has a basin of Shoisha Dietes and Rabbanan Machsher a basin of a Dietes, but rather this that Shoisha Dietes have the ability to be done is as the Gemara says, he formed Daf Gimel by Shoisha Dietes, we certainly have one who is Gomer. And it is a din of the Chad de Gomer, which is considered a din. And therefore, if Shoisha Dietes works based on this, we certainly have Chad de Gomer, then for sure Yachim Mumche L'Rabim will also work. That is a Chayyab Shat in the Shita of Tosfos and the Arama. But that is only as far as the Nimominis are concerned. As far as the Nimominis, the Rabbanu were Machsha based on Shoisha Dietes, so too we will say that a Yachim Mumche L'Rabim can also be done. But as far as Dine Knosses, that as one sees in our Gemara by Dine Knosses, one cannot have a basin of Shoisha Dietes, but rather one needs Mumchim. If so, again, according to the Shita of Tosfos and the Arama, what is Pshat in the Tzad of our Gemara that a Yachim Mumcha should be able to be done? By Knosses, we cannot apply the Takanas Chachamim of the Gemara and the Afeim and Aleph that a Yachim Mumcha or Rabbim can be done, since that Takanas Chachamim is based on the Takanas Chachamim that Shoisha Dietes have the ability to be done, which does not apply to Dine Knosses. And even according to the Shita of Rashi, who explains that the Gemara before in the Afeim and Aleph is Halacha Me'ekar Adin, that a Yachim Mumcha Rabbim has the ability to be done based on the Pasuk of the Tzedek Tishpana Misacha, but still one can ask that one cannot apply that Halacha to Dine Knosses, just like we find that by Gzeles V'Chavoles, a Yachim Mumcha Rabbim cannot be done, but rather one needs Shoisha Mumchim as one sees in our Mishnah. And therefore from our Mishnah one sees that this that a Yachim Mumcha Rabbim has the ability to be done is not a universal halacha, but rather is only halacha as far as Hidoyis Falvoyis is concerned, And therefore, again, one has to understand what is pshat in the tzad of our Gemara, that a yachim mumcha should be able to be dan dinei knosis. So to explain pshat in the tzad of our Gemara, one has to say as follows, that our Gemara means to say that the makor that one needs mumchim by dinei knosis is from the pasuk of Hashayar Shion Elohim. And from there we learn out that dinei knosis needs mumchim. But in the parish of knosis, and in the pasuk of Hashayar Shion Elohim, one does not see that one needs more than one mumcha. All one sees in the pasuk of Hashayar Shion Elohim is this, that one needs one mumcha. And there is no makar that one needs more than one mumcha. And for that reason, our Gemara is a tzad, that a yachid mumcha, which means a yachid who is samoch, can be dan dinei knosis even without choish a mumchim. That is a chayr pshat in the shayl of our Gemara. And our Gemara is pshat that even by dinei knosis, even though in the parish of dinei knosis, it is only mentioned one mumcha, but still we learn out from shayr dinei mamnis that one needs choish a mumchim. And in order to be considered a beis din, it is not enough just to have one mumcha, but rather one needs choisha mumchim, and therefore, as far as dinei knosis, one needs choisha mumchim. That is a choya, pshat, in our Gemara. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara makes down the sheet of chachamim. And this, chachamim say that meiti shema is be'esrim u'shoisha, is as we find in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah explains, is because of neshayesh by dinei nefashis. And since meiti shema is yesh by dinei nefashis, for the reason that locha meiti shema is be'esrim u'shoisha. On this, our Gemara asks, v'chiyesh by dinei nefashis may have a, amr u'a b'choyshishin u'az kamifhugi, v'meir sovereign choyshishin u'az, v'abonan sabri choyshishin u'az. Now, before we explain pshat, in this, our Gemara says, that according to Rabbanon, since Rabbanon hold choyshishin u'az for the reason of Rabbanon or Mechayev, Esrim Ushoisha, I would first like to explain the case of our Mishnah of Meiti Shemra. What is our Mishnah referring to? So as far as how to explain Pshat in our Mishnah, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishenim. Rashi explains Pshat in the case of our Mishnah as follows, that the case of Meiti Shemra is referring to a case that the Baal says, "Matzasi levit chavisuim, ubal hafsida ksuvasa," and he can either be mafsid her ksuva. With this itself, that he says, "Matzasi levit chavisuim," as we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas Naftasimad Aleph, that if someone says, "Pesach basuach matzasi ne'eman hafsida ksuvasa," or even according to Mount Amr, who holds that "Aimer Pesach basuach matzasi in ne'eman hafsida ksuvasa," but still our Gemara is referring to a case that he was Meitzi Shema and he brought Edom that she was Mezaneh. And with the Edom that she was Mezaneh, he is coming hafsida ksuvasa. Just the Edom are not saying that she was Mezana Tachtav, but rather all the Edom are saying is this, that she was Mezana, and therefore he is coming off Sida Ksuvasa. But since the Edom are not saying that she was Zinsa Tachtav, for that reason they are now coming to him a Chayiv Hermisa. And in such a case of a Meitzi Shema of Sida Ksuvasa, that is where we find the Machloikes between Remeir and Chachamim. If one needs Esrim or Shoisha, or all one needs is just Shoisha. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara. As we find Tosis and the other Rishonim ask the following kash on Rashi, if our Mishnah is referring to a case that he is coming off Sida Ksuvasa, what is pshat in this, that according to Rameo one needs Shoisha Mumchen? All one should need is Shoisha Dyotim. As far as being mafsid in Isha or Ksuva, three head Dyotim should be enough. And for that reason, Tosis and the other Rishonim explain that the case of Meitzi Shema is not as far as Afsida Ksuvasa, but rather we are referring to the Knas of Meitzi Shema. And for that reason, one needs Shoisha Mumchim, just like one needs Shoisha Mumchim by all Knosses. And our Gemara is referring to the Knas that the Av is Teveya the Baal, and the Av is Teveya the Baal, Kof Suam for the Knas of Meitzi Shema. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in the case of Meitzi Shema, that the Av is coming to be Teveya the Baal, Meya Swaim. For the Knas of Meitzi Shema, we find the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban explains the case of Meitzi Shema that the Av brought Edim who were Mazim the Edei HaBaal. And for that reason, the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal Meya Swaim for the Knas of Meitzi Shema. Now, as far as the case of the Ramban that the Ramban explains, we are referring to a case that the Av was Mazim the Edei HaBaal. Well, clearly one can ask, as we find that the Rishonim ask, if so, what is pshat in this? Rameir says that all one needs is Shoisha. Well, clearly with the Azama of the Edei Ha'av to the Edei Ha'Baal,
The Eide Haver coming to Mechayev, the Eide Habal Misa, and the Eide Haver coming to Mechayev, the Eide Habal Misa, Midin Kasha Zomam, and therefore when you need Esu Mushoisha, just like a regular Dine Nefashis. So to answer this Kash, we find that the Ramban answers the Kash as follows, that we are referring to a case of the Av was Boa Basin, and he said, Shiyazim es Eidov v'kavanosi bazamazu eina elok dishiyigva meakesef loy lareg es Eidim. In other words, right now, what he is coming to with his Hazama is this, he is coming to Mazim the Eidei Habal, and he is coming to Mechayev the Baal, a Knas of Me'eslaim, and right now he is not coming to Mechayev the Eidei Habal Misa. And the Machoikis, between Amir and Chacham is a Machoikis, if we can be done the Knas of the Baal with Shoisha, or does one need Esrim or Shoisha? Tosis on the other end explains Pshat Nar Gemara with a different Mahalach, and Tosis explains Pshat Nar Gemara that our Gemara is not referring to a case. But the Av brought Eidim to Mazim the Eidei Habal, as far as such a case is concerned, it is Parsha that one needs Esther Moshoisha, since with the Hazama of the Eidei Habal, he is coming to Mechayev the Eidei Habal Misa, and therefore there is a regular Dine Nefashis taking place which needs Esther Moshoisha. And for that reason, Tesis explains Pshat in our Mishnah as follows. That our Mishnah is either referring to a case that the Eidei Habal were Hocheshu, or our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Eidei Habal were not mechaven their Eidos. And in such a case, even though Azama did not take place, but still, the Baal is chayv knas of Me'asoyim. Now, as far as the first case of Tesis, that Tesis explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Eidei Habal were Hocheshu, we find that the Ran asks the following Tamiya, in a case of Hocheshu, how can we mechayv the Baal Me'asoyim for a knas of Me'asoyimra, if the Baal still has to Eidim that say like him, and therefore, misafik, we should not be able to mechayev the Baal HaKnas of Me'asoyim. That is the kasha of the Ran on the first pshat of Tesis. To answer the kasha of the Ran, one has to explain pshat and Tesis as follows. That Tesis understands that wherever one has a true tray, and wherever one has a kasha, then as far as the Eidos in which one had a Akasha, we consider the Eidos as if it is Vaday Pasol. Since as far as this Eidos, one has Utrei Trei, and therefore one has a Safik if the Eidim are Shakranim or not, a Safik, a Checker, is not considered an Eid. And therefore the Eidos of a Safik, a Checker, is not considered a good Eidos. And since we are not left with a Safik, but rather we have no Eidos like the Baal, for that reason, the Baal has a chiyuv knas midin meitzi shemra. He brought Eidim, and his Eidim were nimtza psulim. And since his Eidim were nimtza psulim, for that reason, the Baal has a chiyuv knas midin meitzi shemra. That is as far as the first case of Tesis is concerned. As he mentioned before, Tesis explains Pshat in our Mishnah with a different case. And the case of our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Eidim were not mechaven edusam. And since the Eidim are not mechaven edusim, for that reason the Baal has a chiyuv of meitzi shemra. Now everyone has to understand pshat and tesis. Even if they are not mechaven edusim, and they were hochash either b'vdikes or b'chakiris, but still who is to say that the entire Eidos that the Ish was mezane is an Eidos sheker? Maybe only as far as the prat, in which they are not mechaven edusim, that part of their Eidos is sheker. But who is to say that their entire Eidos is sheker? So here to explain pshat and taste, one can say that even if by hokash v'vdikais oivachakiris, and they were not mechaven their edus, we cannot prove that their entire edus is sheker. But still, that itself, that their edus is batel, is enough of a reason to mechayev the Baal HaKnas of meitzi shemra. That is a chira how one can explain pshat in our tesis. But if someone has to understand pshat in this, that tesis proves on a mebeis that Eidos Lesar Isha Baila needs Risha V'Chakira. And Tosis proves that Eidos Lesar Isha Baila needs Risha V'Chakira from this that we find that Heicha Shakivnu Eidusan, the Baal is considered a Meitzi Shemra. If we are to say that Eidos Lesar Isha Baila does not need Risha V'Chakira, then so too, even where they are not Mechavan their Eidos, but still their Eidos is Kasher Lesar Isha Baila. For that reason, the Baal should not be considered Meitzi Shemra, since he has Eidim, whose Eidos is kosher that she was Mezana. And their Eidos is kosher lesser Isha Baila, for that reason, the Baal should not have the Halacha of Meitzi Shemra, since in order to have the Halacha of Meitzi Shemra, one needs the opportunity
to marry the Isha. And one does not have the opportunity to marry the Isha since the Isha is Asura Olav. That is the Raya of Tosfos. The lesser Isha Baila needs Drisha V'Chakira. In the Ran, we find that the Ran brings down B'Shem the Ramban, the following Dechia to the Raya of Tosfos. And the Ramban says, Sha'af ha'pish ha'bedini mominis ho'boi Drisha V'Chakira ha'cha kivan check ha'edus ha'bedini nefoshes. And for that reason, even if we are to say that as far as Dini Mominus, and as far as Lesser Isha Abayah, one does not need Drisha V'Chakira, but still the Re'edus will be bottle, since the Re'edus is not kosher with Dini Nefashis, since for Dini Nefashis one needs Drisha V'Chakira. And therefore we will say, Keshem Shabbato Dine Nefashas Kachbato Dine Mominis. And since the Eidus is Bato, for that reason the Baal is considered a Meitzi Shemra. This that Tosfos argues in the Ramban, and Tosfos proves from our Gemara, that one needs Drish V'Chakira Zochay based on this, that Tosfos understands that even had the Eidus been Bato, but still the Baal would not be considered a Meitzi Shemra. In order for the Baal to be considered a Meitzi Shemra, it is not enough that the Eidus of the Eidim is Bato, but rather one needs that the Edim are either Psulim or Shakronim. And only if the Edim are either Psulim or Shakronim do we say that the Baal is considered a Meitzi Shemra. This itself, that the Edus of the Edim is Batal, is not enough to consider the Baal as a Meitzi Shemra. And for that reason, even if we are to say that Keshem Shabatal Adini Nefashis, Kach Batal Adini Mominis, but still the Edim will not be considered Edim Psulim, and for that reason, the Baal will not be considered a Meitzi Shemra. But if so, again, one has to understand, even if we are to say that Lesser Isha Baila one needs Drisha V'Chakira, but still, Heicha Shekivnu Edusam, and they are Machish each other, Bevdikos Oy V'Chakiros, but still, how can we prove from there that their Eidos on this that the Isha was Mezanez Eidos Shaker? And therefore, again, the Baal should not be considered a Meitzi Shemra. So to explain Pshat and Tosfos Chayyim, one has to say as follows, that if they are machesh each other b'vdikos oy v'chakiroi, at least one of their edim is a vade shakrin. And since at least one of their edim is a vade shakrin, for that reason we consider the Baal as a meitzi shemra, since he brought edim, that at least one of their edim is a vade shakrin. And therefore either we can consider the Baal as a meitzi shemra, since at least one of their edim is a vade shakrin, or we can consider the Baal as a Meitzi Shema, since both of the Edim are Vade Psulim, since both of the Edim are a Suffolk Shakronim, and therefore one has a Suffolk Aid, which as we mentioned before, according to the Shita of Tosfos, is not considered an Aid. And for that reason, the Baal is considered a Meitzi Shema. But this that we say, that we have a Vade Shakron, and one of the Edim is a Vade Shakron, is only if we are to say that Eidos Lesser Isha Baylan Eidos Lahafsid Isha Ksuvasa needs Drisha V'Chakira. Then one has an Eidos, and one has someone who is Nimsa Shakrin Beidusai. If we do not need Drisha V'Chakira, then they are not considered that they are Nimsa Shakronim Beidusam. And for that reason, as far as Zinsa, we have two Vadai Eidim Ksherim. That is Zocher, the Mahalach B'Shitas HaTosfos. So again, we have three Mahachim as far as how to explain the case of our Mishnah. Rashi explains that the case of our Mishnah Meitzi Shemra is referring to this, that the Baal is coming to Mafsid Isha Ksuvasa. And he is coming to Mafsid Isha Ksuvasa either with this, that he is saying that she was Mazana, or he is coming to Mafsid Isha Ksuvasa with Edim that are saying that the Isha was Mazana. On the other hand, the other Rishonim explain that the case of our Mishnah Meitzi Shemra is this, that the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal, the Knas of Meitzi Shemra. And either the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal, the Knas of Meitzi Shemra, with Eidei Hazama, which is how the Ramban explains Pshat in our Mishnah, or the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal, the Knas of Meitzi Shemra, with this, that one has Eidei Hakasha, or the Eidim were not Mechaven Eidusam. That is as far as Pshat in the case of our Mishnah is concerned. Again, our Gemara explains Machloikis between Chachamim and Rameir by saying that according to Chachamim, we are Chayshesh Olaz. On the other hand, according to Rameir, we are not Chayshesh Olaz. Now, as far as how to explain this, that according to Chachamim, we are Chayshesh Olaz, and for that reason, Chachamim say that one needs Eser Mushroisha. We also find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains this, that according to Chachamim, one needs Eser Mushroisha, since we are Chayshesh Olaz. is because we are chayshesh sheyete hakol v'yavayo edim v'yavayidu shezinsa tachtav. And since it might potentially evolve into dine nefashes, for that reason one needs esrim u'shloisha now. This, according to Meir, all one needs is shloisha, is because the Meir understands we are not chayshesh olaz. And since we are not chayshesh olaz, for that reason there is no tzad of dine nefashes, and for that reason all one needs is shloisha, and one does not need esrim u'shloisha. From Rashi's explanation of the Shita of Chachamim, one sees the following Chiddush. That halacha of Esrim u'shloisha is not only as far as Dinei Nefashis are concerned, that Dinei Nefashis needs Esrim u'shloisha, but rather anything which could have a potential ramification on one's Nefesh, that itself is a reason why one should need Esrim u'shloisha. And therefore, even though what is taking place now is only Dinei Mamonis, since the Baal is coming, to mafsa the isha k'suvasa, but still, since there is a potential, shevoi edim v'yoidu shezinsa tachtav, and therefore will come out a chiyuv misa. That itself is a reason that right now one should need esrim u'shloisha. And similarly, we find in the Rambam in Perikei Milchos Sanhedrin Halacha Daled. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says makayis b'shloisha mishum b'shmol omru be'esrim u'shloisha. The Rambam explains Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel this, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Malkus is be'esrim u'shloisha, is because efsher sheyomos kishem malkanaisai. And since efsher sheyomos kishem malkanaisai, for that reason one needs esrim u'shloisha. So from the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, according to the explanation of the Rambam, one clearly sees that Rabbi Shmuel understands that halacha of esrim u'shloisha is not halacha as far as dini nefashis are concerned, but any din which could potentially involve one's nefesh is mechayev esrim u'shloisha, and therefore malchus, which could potentially cause someone to lose one's nefesh, since it is possible sheyamos k'shemalka noisei, for that reason one needs esrim u'shloisha, even though what is taking place now is not a dinei nefashis. From the Rambam one sees that this Tanakama argues on Rabbi Shmuel, and Tanakama says that malchus is b'shloisha, is because even though it is possible sheyomos kishem al kaneisei, but still that itself is not mechayev esrim u'shloisha. In other words, Tanakama understands that in order to have the halacha of esrim u'shloisha, one needs dinei nefashis. The fact that one has the possibility of losing one's nefesh is itself not enough of a reason to mechayev esrim u'shloisha. According to Rashi, on the other hand, who explains that if we are chayshesh halaz of kuyama, one should need esrim u'shloisha. From Rashi, one sees that everyone agrees that the halacha of esrim u'shloisha is not dependent upon dinei nefashis, but rather it is dependent upon the possibility of losing one's nefesh. And therefore, according to Rashi, one has to explain that the machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel is not like the Rambam explains pshat in the machlokes, but rather, by Malkus, there is no tzad of ibu nefesh, and there is no tzad sheyomos kishem al kanaisai. Since Malkus needs an umdina, for that reason there is no tzad sheyomos kishem al kanaisai. This, Rabbi Shmuel understands that one needs esrim u'shloisha, is as Rashi explains pshat in the Gemara later on, Nafyurim at Aleph, that the Gemara says pshat in Rabbi Shmuel is this, that we say Malkus b'mokim misai medes. Rashi explains pshat in this, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we say Malkus b'mokim misai medes, is because kivan da avar las horas boirei ro oilamos. In other words, really he is chay misa, just malchus is ben mokim v'chiyav misa imedes. And since there is a chiyav misa, for that reason there is a lach of esrim u'shloisha. This, that Chachamim argue, is because Chachamim understand that malchus is not ben mokim misa imedes. Now, one has to understand pshat in the shita of Rashi, as we mentioned before from Rashi, and our sugya one clearly sees that halacha of esrim u'shloisha is not halacha as far as dini nefashis, but rather any time there is a possibility of an ibud nefesh, then there is halacha of esrim u'shloisha. If so, even if we are to say that malchus is a mokum misai medes, but still there is no ibud nefesh, and as long as there is no ibud nefesh, for that reason one should not need esrim u'shloisha. If this that one needs esrim u'shloisha is based on this, that there is an ibud nefesh, or a possibility of ibud nefesh, then just because there happens to be a chiyuv misa for this, that he was avar a memra d'rachmana, but still malchus does not involve ibud nefesh, and since malchus does not involve ibud nefesh, for that reason one should not need esrim u'shloisha by a chiyuv malchus. And so too, one can ask on this that we find in our Mishnah, that in order to be done the din of a shor nisko, one needs esrim u'shoisha. Now, even if we are to say that the din skew of the shor is considered like din nefashis, but still there is no ibo nefesh, and since there is no ibo nefesh, what is pshat in this, that in order to be done a shor nisko, one needs esrim u'shoisha. So to explain pshat in the shita of Rashi Ochei, one has to say as follows, that there are two reasons why one could possibly need esrim u'shoisha. Either one can need esrim u'shoisha if what is taking place is a dinei nefashis, and for that reason, by Malchus, according to Bishmol, Malchus and Mokum Misa Imedes, one needs esrim u'shoisha, and so too by Sharnisko, one needs esrim u'shoisha. Since the din of the Sharnisko is like dinei nefashis, but then there is another halacha as well, that wherever there is an ibo nefesh, one needs esrim u'shoisha, even if what is taking place is not a dinei nefashis. And for that reason, in our sugya, we are chayshesh, alas, for that reason, Chachamim say that one needs esrim u'shoisha. And so too is mukhrach b'shitas Rambam as well. From this, the Rambam explains b'shitas Rishmoel, that according to Rishmoel, this Amalkas needs esrim u'shoisha is because there is a tzad of an ibo nefesh, since there is a possibility shayamas with Malkas. So again, from Rishmoel, one sees Rishmoel understands that the halach of esrim u'shoisha is because there is a tzad of ibo nefesh. If so, how are we to understand according to Rishmoel this, that a shor niskal needs esrim u'shoisha, a chayr by shor niskal, there is no ibo nefesh. So again, from the sheet of Rishmoel, according to the Rambam, it will come out that there are two halachas as far as esrim u'shoisha. Either ibo nefesh is a mechayv esrim u'shoisha, or if what is taking place is a dini nefashas, that itself is a mechayv esrim u'shoisha. That is okay, what comes out from the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam according to Rabbi Yishmael. So again, Rashi explains that this, that according to Chama, needs esrim u'shoisha, is because since Rav Cheshesh allows for that reason, Rav Cheshesh, Sheyetze Akol, V'yishmu Eidim, V'yavayo, V'yalidu, Shezinza Tachtav, which is a din of nefashis. From Rashi, one clearly sees that had the Baal brought Eidim, Shezinza Tachtav, then even according to Meir, one will need esrim u'shoisha. Now, okay, one has to understand, even if he brought Edim Shezinsa Tachtav, but still, why can't we separate the two Dinei Torah? As far as Hefsid Ksuva is concerned, we should say Dinei Mamanis B'Shoisha, and therefore he should be able to bring Edim Shezinsa Tachtav to Yimafsid her Ksuva Bifnei Shoisha. Even though then, he will be able to go and bring the Edim Shezinsa Tachtav Bifnei Asrim U'Shoisha in order to Mechai Vermisa. But still, as far as Hefsid Ksuva is concerned, one should not need esrim u'shoisha, but rather all one should need is shoisha. Like we mentioned before, b'shem the Ramban, that by Eide Hazama, there are two different dinei Torah taking place. And as far as being mechayev the Baal Knas, all one needs a shoisha. Even though there is another din Torah as far as being mechayev the Eide HaBaal Misa, that as far as that din Torah, one needs esrim u'shoisha. So to explain pshat and rashi ochel, one can say as follows. As we find, there is a machlekes harishayim between the Ramban and the Sadi Goyin. As far as Kabbalas Eidus for Dinei Nefashis, how many dayanim do we need to makabel Eidus for Dinei Nefashis? The Ramban understands that we need a base in Shalchav Gimel in order to makabel Eidus for Dinei Nefashis. On the other hand, the Sadi Goyin argues, and the Sadi Goyin understands that all one needs is a base in Shalshoisha in order to makabel Eidus with Dinei Nefashis. Based on this, one can say that the Ramban is going with Shitase. The Ramban who understands that for Eidos of Dini Nefashis, one needs the Kabbalas Eidos of a base in Shalchav Gimel. For that reason, if all one has a base in Shalshoisha, then the Kabbalas Eidos is a Kabbalas Eidos as far as Mammon is concerned. And for that reason, all one will need is a base in Shalshoisha. On the other hand, Rashi understands, like of Sadi Goyin, that for Kabbalah Seidas Udinei Nefashis, all one should need is a base in Shal Gimel. And therefore, even if all we have is a base in Shal Gimel, but still the Eidos is being Neskabel as far as Dinei Nefashis as well. And therefore, if she tests Rashi, we will no longer be able to differentiate between Dinei Mamanis and Dinei Nefashis. And for that reason, if one has Eidim Shezinsa Tachtav, one will need a base in Shal Chav Gimel. That is Achira, how one can explain Pshat Veshitas Rashi. Tosis explains this, we are Cheshesh Olaz, and therefore according to Chum, one needs Esrim U'Shoisha with a different Malach. And Tosis explains that we are Cheshesh Shevayu Eidim Achar Kach Shezinsa V'Yitztarech L'Hosef Ad Chav Gimel. And since we will need to Maisif Archav Gimel, for that reason, there is a zozel for the original Beis Din. And people say, Shofisho Yodu Adon Hesifu Alein. And the laws we are cheshish for is a laws for the original Beis Din, that people say that the original Beis Din did not know how to be done. In other words, according to Tesis, this, that Chachamim say that one needs Esam Shoisha. Since Chachamim are cheshish laws, is not because we say that since there is a potential for an even nefesh, for that reason one needs Esam Shoisha, but rather this, that one needs Esam Shoisha, is because we are cheshish sheyutziu laws on the original Beis Din. And the machlokes between Amir and Chachamim is a machlokes if we are cheshish olaz or not. This that Tais argues in the Ramban and explains the case of our Mishnah, that the Av is coming to be Mechayev the Baal Knas of Me'asoyim. And he is coming to Mechayev the Baal Knas of Me'asoyim. Since the Eidei HaBaal were either Hukhash or they were not Mechav in the Redos, and Tosfos is unexplained like the Ramban, that the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal Me'asoyim. Since the Eidei HaBaal were Huzmu, is because Tosfos understands had the Eidei HaBaal been Huzmu, then we will not be cheshish that other Edom will come to Yimeyet Shezinsa. If the Edom Ba'ur Huzmu, there is no reason for us to be cheshish that maybe there are other Edom that she was Mezane. Only in a case of Achasha, or in a case that they were not Mechav in their Edos, are we cheshish Shevo Edom Achakach V'yo'idu Shezinsa. That is the hechrich of Tosfos to explain the Edom Ba'ur were just Hukhash, or they were not Mechav in their Edos, but they were not actually Huzmu. Now, if we are to explain, as we mentioned before, that the Edom that are not Mechav in their Edah, we consider the Edom as Edom Shakronim. If so, l'chira, there is no makom to differentiate between Edei HaBaal Shehuzmu and Edei HaBaal that are not Mechav in their Edos. And just like by Huzmu, Tosfos understands we are not Cheshish for other Edom. And for that reason, one cannot say this far of Chachamim, they are Cheshish Elaz, and for that reason, one needs Esam Ushoisha. So too, by Edom that are not Mechav in their Edos, we should say that we are not Cheshish for other Edom. And therefore, we should not be able to be Cheshish Elaz, and therefore, according to Chachamim, one should not need Esam Ushoisha. So from Tosfos Ochir, one clearly sees that even where they were not Mechav in their Edos, this, that entire Eidos is batal, is only because we say Eidos HaBatal Mektsasa Batal Kula. We do not say that we have Eidim Shakronim. But now again, one has to understand, if according to Tosfos, the problem of not being Mechav in their Eidos is because we say Eidos HaBatal Mektsasa Batal Kula, and that itself is enough to Mechayev the Baal HaKnas for being Meitzi Shema, since the Eidim that he brought, their Eidos wasn't a Spatzel. If so, what is Tosfos' Raif Marasugya? Lesser Isha Baila needs Risha V'chakira, even if we are to say that Lesser Isha Baila does not need Risha V'chakira, but still we should say, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Ramban, that since as far as Dinei Nefashis one needs Risha V'chakira, for that reason we should say Eidos Shebatla Mektsasa Batla Kula. So to explain Pshat and Tosfos, one has to say as follows, that even though Tosfos agrees to the Ramban, that a Bitul Eidos is enough for us to consider the Baal as a Mighty Shemra, but still we will not say Eidos HaBatla Mektsasa if the Eidos was only Nisbata as far as Dinei Nefashis is concerned. In other words, we can consider the Eidos as Eidos Agabe Dinei Mominis, even though the Eidos is not considered an Eidos as far as Dinei Nefashis. And we have the ability to Mekabel the Eidos as far as Dinei Mominis, even though the Eidos cannot be Nisgabel as far as Dinei Nefashis. And therefore, the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban is a fundamental machlokes. If we have the ability to be done the Eidos, Agabe Dinei Mominis, and to ignore Dinei Nefashis or not. Tosfos understands that we have the ability to be done the Eidos, Agabe Dinei Mominis, and to ignore the Eidos, Agabe Dinei Nefashis, and for that reason we will not say Eidos, Shebatal Mektsasa, Agabe Dinei Nefashis, Batal Kua, even Agabe Dinei Mominis. On the other hand, the Ramban understands that we cannot differentiate between the Eidos Agabe Dini Mominis and the Eidos Agabe Dini Nefashis, and we consider the Eidos as one Eidos, and therefore we will say Eidos Shebatla Mektsasa Batla Kula. But Ulchir, one has to understand, as he mentioned before, the Shita, the Ramban, is this, that as far as Kabbalah's Eidos Adini Nefashis, one needs a base in Shelchav Gemal. From the Ramban, Ulchir, one sees that the Ramban understands that Eidos with Dinei Nefashis is different than Eidos And the Eidos is considered Eidos for Nefashis, and for that reason one needs a base in Shachav Gimel in order to mekabel such an Eidos. If so, how are we to understand Pshat in this, that the Ramban says? That we will say Eidos Shabbatul Mektsasa Agabe Dini Nefashis Batul Agabe Dini Mominis. The Eidim are made in front of a base in Shachav Gimel, then the Eidim are Eidim Agabe Dini Mominis, and they are not Eidim Agabe Dini Nefashis. And therefore we should disregard the fact that they are now kasho agabe dini nefashis. And therefore, why should we say eidos shabatol mektsasa batol kula? So here to explain pshat, the Ramban one has to say this, that the Ramban understands that when he's a base in Shachav Gimel, as far as eidos agabe dini nefashis is concerned, is not because the eidos agabe dini nefashis is a different eidos, but rather the pshat is, as he mentioned before, b'shitas Rashi, that since it involves Ibo Nefesh itself is a reason that one needs a base in Shachav Gimel to makabel the Eidos Wagabe Dini Nefashis. And since the Eidos is the same Eidos, for that reason we will say Eidos Shabbatul Mektsasa Batul Kula. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat B'shitas Haramban. This, that Tesis argues, is because Tesis understands that Eidos Agabe Mamen and Eidos Agabe Nefashis are two separate Eidosin. And for that reason, the fact that the Eidos cannot be Neskabel Agabe Dini Nefashis does not affect the Eidos Agabe Dini Mamen. And according to Tesis, this, someone will need a base in Shachav Gimel as far as Eidos Agabe Dini Nefashis, is because Eidos Agabe Dini Nefashis is a different Eidos. The Eidos is an Eidos Agabe Dini Nefashis. And the Eidim are not just telling based on the idea, shall piv based and will have the ability to be dan dini nefashis. That is achir what comes out b'shitas ha'tesvis. In the round we find that the round answers the kasha that we mentioned before b'shitas Rashi. As we mentioned before, the Rishonim asked the following kasha b'shitas Rashi. According to Rashi, that the Baal is coming to him mafsid isha k'suvasa, what is pshat, that even according to Rameir one is a based in shal shoisha mumchim. As far as being mafsid in Ishak Suvasa based in Chaldeita should also be enough. So to answer this kasha, the Ran says as follows. The Rashi understands that even according to Meir, we are cheshish for the laws of Beistin. And this, we are not cheshish for the laws of Beistin, is only because all we have to do is to be masif on the Beistin Chachav Gimel till we reach the number of Chav Gimel. But the base and Shal Gimel are included in the base and Shachav Gimel. And for that reason, according to Meir, one needs a base and Shal Shoisha Mumchim, since by a base and Shal Shoisha Adyetesh, we cannot just be Mesef on the base and Shal Gimel, but rather one needs an entirely new base and Shachav Gimel, and therefore we are Chesha Sholaz of the base and Shal Gimel. That is how the Ran explains Pshat in the Shita of Rashi. The Ramban on the other end explains Pshat in our Gemara with a third Mahalach, and the Ramban explains Pshat in our Gemara. This our Gemara says, that because of Chesha Sholaz, for that reason Chachamim or Mechai the base and Shalchav Gimel, is because since we are talking about a case of Huzmu, for that reason the Din will eventually be Negea, being Mechai of the Eide HaBal Misa. And even though right now the Av is coming to Mechayev the Baal HaKnas, but still with the Eide HaZoma, he will eventually be Mechayev the Eide HaBaal Misa. And for that reason, we are Cheshish for the laws of Beis Din, that people will say that the reason why they are Mesef on the Beis Din is because the original Beis Din were not the Eide HaLodon. That is how the Ramban explains Pshat in our Gemara of Shitasei, who explains that the case of our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Av is coming to Mechayev, the Baal HaKnas, with Eidei Hazama. From the Ramban, one clearly sees that we consider the Dinei Torah as two different Dinei Torah. There is a Din Torah as far as being Mechayev, the Baal HaKnas, and then there is a Din Torah as far as being Mechayev, the Eidei HaBaal Misa. Therefore, if not for this, we are Cheshish for the laws of Beis Din, we would say that as far as being Mechayev, the Baal HaKnas, all one needs is a Beis Din Shal Shoisha. And it is only because we are Cheshish for the laws of Beis Din that we are Mechayev Beis Din Shalchav Gimel. But now one has to understand what is Pshat in this that Tesis argues in the Ramban. Why didn't Tesis explain Pshat in our Gemara like the Ramban? That we are talking about Eidei Hazama, and the Chashvaz is because we have to Mesef on the Beis Din in order to Mechayev the Eidei HaBaal Misa. So from Tesis Achir, one sees as follows, that even though, as he mentioned before, B'shitas HaTesis, Tesis understands that as far as the Eidim themselves, we can see the Eidim as being made Agabe Dini Mominis and not being made Agabe Dini Nefashis. And we can be done their Eidos And for that reason, we will not say Eidosh Abatol Mektsas Abatol Kua, even though as far as Dini Nefashis, one needs Risha V'chakira. But in a case that the Eidim were Huzam, and we are coming to Mechayev the Bala Knas, we do not consider as if there are two separate Dini Teira. One Din Teira, as far as the Chiyav HaBala Knas, and a separate Din Teira, as far as the Chiyav of the Eidi HaBala. And we can be done one din Torah without the other, but rather we are done both din Torah simultaneously. And for that reason, even if we are not chesh sholaz, but still one will need a base din shalchav gimel, since we are being done the chiyav misa of the edei habal together with the chiyav habal of knas. That is a chira. How one can explain pshat in the shita of Tesit. So again, we have three mahalchim as far as how to explain pshat in this. That according to Chacham, one needs esam u'shlisha. Based on Choshesh and Ulaz, according to Rashi. The Choshesh and Ulaz is this, that Yishmu Eidim V'Avoyu V'Yoidu Shezin Tzatachtav. And since there is a potential for a Chiyamisa, and there is a potential for Niba Nefesh, for that reason, according to Chachamim, one needs Eser Moshoisha. According to Tesis and the Ramban, this, that according to Chachamim, since we are Choshesh Ulaz, for that reason, one needs Eser Moshoisha, the Chshash Laz is a Chshash Laz I'm based in. That people say that the reason why they are Mosef on Basin is because the original Basin did not know how to be done. According to Tesfis, this we are Chesha Shalaz, and this that it might come out through a Mosef on Basin is because we are Chesha Shevo Eidim Achim V'Yoidu Shezinsa, like the original Eidim. And we will need Chav Gimel in order to Mechayev the Isha Misa. On the other hand, according to Ramban, this that we will need to be Mosef ad Chav Gimel is in order to mechayev the Eidei HaBaal Misa, since the Eidei HaBaal were Huzmo. Those are the three Mahachim that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain Pshat according to Chachamim, that since we are Cheshesh Olaz, for that reason one needs a base in Shal Chav Gimel. In the Gemara in our base we find that our Gemara brings down the following Braisa. V'chachamim Eimrim Tavei Mamim B'Shoisha Tavei Nefashis Be'esher Mushoisha. Our Gemara asks, what is Pshat in this that Chachamim say that Tavi Mamun is B'Shoisha? Why are we not Cheshesh Olaz? Our Gemara answers by saying, Omer Rav Ani Varish V'Chabur Targimno Manu Reb Chia Baravin Ha'achem Ha'eskinon Shehevi Abal Eidim Shezintza V'Hevi Av Eidim V'Zimum L'Eidei Abal Bal Ligvais Mamun Mibal B'Shoisha. So to explain Pshat in the Teretz of Rav, we find three Mahalchim which are dependent upon the previous three Mahalchim as far as how to explain Cheshesh and Olaz. According to Rashi, that the Cheshesh Olaz is because Yetzei HaKol V'Yishmu Eidim V'Yoidu Shezin Satachtav, that the Teretz for Gemara is that since he brought Eidim V'Yizimum Suleiko Amecha Sholaz Diglimosa Dahani Sadi Samech V'Hani Sadi Shakrininu. And for that reason, we will say that a few of Siddak Suvaso and Mehemni Dahashta Basar Sadi Shakri Kamahader Ushkuri Kamashaker. And since there is no Chashash Laz, for that reason, all one needs is Shoisha. From Rashi, one sees that if not for this Svara, that we say Ahani Sadi Samech Vahani Sadi Shakri Ninu, we would say that even as far as a Tfias Av Abau, that the Av is Tevea the Bau, Mea Slum for Knas, we will be Cheshesh Olaz, and one will need a base din of Esrei Moshoisha. And this, that one does not need a base din of Esrei Moshoisha, is only because in the case of Azama, there is no longer a Cheshesh Evo'edim V'Yoidu Shezin Satachtav. That is according to the Mahalach of Rashi, according to the Mahalach of Tesvist. Pshat in our Gemara is as follows. This we are Cheshesh Olaz, and we are Cheshesh for the Laz on the original base din. Since Yevayuidim V'yoidu Shezin Satachtav is only referring to a case of Achosha, as far as the case of Azama, we are not Cheshesh Shevayuidim V'yoidu Shezin Satachtav. And for that reason, we are not Cheshesh Olaz, and for that reason, one does not need a base din Shochav Gimel. According to the Ramban, the Mahalach in our Gemara is as follows. That even though, according to the Ramban, in a case of Azama, one needs a base din of Esther Mushoisha, since in order to Mechayev the Eidei HaBaal Misa, one needs a base din of Esther Mushoisha, and therefore we are Cheshesh Olaz, but that is only Heicha Shoi Nigmar Dinam Shala Eidim Lariga. But if it was very Nigmar Dinam Shala Eidim Lariga, and he is just coming to be Goyve the base din, the moment that is owed him for the Knas from the Baal, since Einoi Tzarech Elo Guvaina, And that is the case of the Breisa of Tavi Mamin B'Shoisha. That is according to the Mahalach of the Ramban.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.